Hello, and thank you so much for listening to The Act of Courage, a global health podcast series brought to you by Capricare Inc. Capricare is a global health nonprofit that's bringing health care to the people of Haiti. I'm Joanne Hepperman. I am the International Service Chair of the Prospect Goshen Rotary Club, located in Louisville, Kentucky. And I'm here with Jean-Pierre Louise, my co-host, as well as the founder and executive director of Capricare. During this third season, Jean and I will be talking with one another and others in the know about how Capricare, with Rotary's help, has brought cervical cancer screenings to the women of Southern Haiti, saving lives. We'll talk about the journey. We'll talk about where we hope to go. We'll talk about where we are now. And we are thrilled that you're on the journey with us. Thank you. Welcome. This is the sixth episode of season three of An Act of Courage. And today is all about Capricare's conquering and surviving story. Jean-Pierre Louise and I are thrilled that you have joined us for this episode, and we're even more thrilled because we have with us Capricare's staff on the ground in Haiti, who somehow manage, by hook or crook, to continue to screen women as we work to rein in cervical cancer. Jean, I'd like you to do the honors to introduce us to your folks. And remember, I need you to wave so those of us who are watching know who you are.
Yes, Joanne, this is going to be very exciting, right, to do this. This is going to be an amazing episode here for you guys to hear the heroes behind the scene. So my co-host here, Joanne, and myself will try to do our best to translate in between so therefore you guys can have a good idea of what it takes for us to save lives in Haiti. So I will start with Molino, who is the Director of Human Resources, Budgeting, and also helping to us coordinate all of these mobile clinics. Molino? Then we have Ms. Joatami. She's the Director of Prevention. So Ms. Joatami is a nurse. So when you hear me say Miss, that's because she is a nurse. So she is the Director of Prevention Services for Capricare. Then we have Ms. Deborah. She is the Program Manager for prevention, and of course, both nurses do screening as well. Then we have Chantal. She is the director, chief operating officer, first in charge for Capricare in Haiti. Of course, she's an administrator. She also coordinates these efforts for our clinics. Then we have Miss Cindy. She is the program manager for our medical program. So she's the lead when it comes to coordinating all our mobile clinics. Then we have Yuri, who is the director of mental health. So Yuri and his team normally provide assistance in educating and preparing the women mentally for what they may be going through. There's a lot of them for the first time are being screened, right? So Yuri helps to calm them down before the nurses, do further education with them before they start their whole screening process. So, welcome everyone to our sixth episode. Today you'll get a chance to speak with our staff and hear in their own words.
We, as Jean mentioned, we will be doing some translating. Be patient with us. I think it'll be worth it. And for the six of you, it's wonderful to see you. Miss Deborah, it's good to see you. I don't know that we've had an opportunity to meet. And Yuri, I'm not sure we've had a chance to meet. So I'm glad to see you. I've seen all your other smiling faces in the past. For those of you who are listening, if you want to see their smiling faces, you can find us on YouTube. We'd like to start, though, this morning talking about where we left off when Jean and I were last talking. The Capricare crowd knew that in order to serve the women of Haiti as they needed to be served, they needed a mobile clinic so that Capricare could go to the women. That was the focus of the second global grant, which was approved in February of 2021, amidst all kinds of unrest in Haiti, but nonetheless, it was approved. And so we had monies for the clinic as well as the equipment to outfit the clinic. The only thing that we didn't have, Jean, was a mobile clinic.
That's right.
Talk to us a little bit about the struggles in getting a mobile clinic.
Yeah. So me see. Want me to ask them a question now, Joanne?
No, you're going to talk. You're the guy who found, well, maybe not. Let's you and I talk about it. It's possible that you're not the guy who found the mobile clinic. Who did?
Lèn te fè premier klinik nou, ki es moun ki te kodone premier klinik nan? Lèn te fè gen machin nan?
Regarding.
Ok. So, Dr. Cadet is the first person who had helped them to organize the first mobile clinic that they had when they first got the vehicle in July 2021.
And I remember trying to actually find that vehicle that wound up to be three times costing three times more than any of us had budgeted for it. Was it Dr. Cadet who actually found the vehicle for us or somebody else?
No, it was a team effort. We were all looking to find, how do we get a vehicle in country that would serve the purpose. And as we were putting out the word, and someone came to us and gave us a reference and said, "Hey, we know this guy in town who actually sells vehicles, and he does have one available." And then we went to check it out, and we found a nice, they call them Zoe can in Haiti. 2017. So yeah, that's how we got the vehicle.
And it actually is a Toyota Jeep. Is that right?
It's a Toyota Jeep, rough, how would you say, like tough, built tough for terrain like this. They are the one that is often used in rural areas where it's very mountainous, where roads are, rugged, unpaved. So yeah, we have a Toyota 2017, aka also known as Zoe Can, in Haiti.
And so we now have a vehicle, and Molino, you think all your problems are over. Can you talk with us about the very first mobile clinic visit?
Bon, pour nous vivre dans la première clinique que nous devons faire avec machine là, et ça m'a mis beaucoup à penser à Nakamabiti, ensemble des difficultés que nous avons rencontrées, surtout les points d'entrée pour nous avec notre véhicule qui nous a mis le téléphone.
So when we had our first vehicle, when we had the vehicle, to go to the places to have these mobile clinics, the roads were very bad.
Ça, le plus souvent, là, nous choisissons l'autre transport, ça y est. Nous vivons parfois en retard. Ça fait nous fatiguer en pile. Et ça fait pas
When we
nous.
had to use the other vehicles to go to the mobile clinics prior to having our own vehicle, it often made us, tired. We get there very fatigued, and sometimes we get there late.
Et ensemble, nous parions ça, et pour jouer sur la petite moune, la supposée, oui, parce que nous n'avons pas, parfois, ça arrive avec une parole, la supposée, oui.
So as a result of us getting there late, we often were not able to see as many patients that we would like to see on those days.
Automatiquement, quand il y a un nouvel gagnant, c'est vrai qu'il y a un qui entre dans la conférence, dans le bureau, nous,
Now that
là,
we have our own vehicle in front of Ed.
donc, nous sommes tous contents, nous dit tous les problèmes que nous avons gagnés au niveau du transport, niveau ici.
We were all excited and thinking that all our problems were resolved around transportation.
Yay. Great. We're thrilled. Now, who can tell talk with us about that very first trip with the mobile unit, where you went, how many people you served, what it was like?
Expérience que moi fait avec machine dans la première clinique là, c'est que
Experience I had with the first mobile clinic.
toute la patoire du tout, t'es qu'un pile wash, t'es qu'un bon.
The roads were very bad, very rocky, very mountainous.
Mais ça pas dérangé nous parce que nous connaissons. Nous qui gagnons machine, nous avons qui cap mené nous côté nous aller à.
But that did not discourage us because we knew we had a tough vehicle that is built to make this kind of roads where we go.
Il a privé à l'heure et nous aller à, il a privé dans l'heure nous t'a dû pour pas bien, pour nous aider tant de camions qui viennent voir un paquet de pages, mais nous avons pris dans l'heure du travail, nous retourner.
Now we had complete control of our destination. We can actually get there on time. We don't have to wait on the side of the roads after we were done for us to get picked up by the driver. So we had much more control of getting there on time and seeing our patients.
And so first time out, where did you go? Where did you go? Who remembers? Who remembers that first trip?
Campirin.
Voilà.
Côté des Touaregs, mais Campirin.
We went to Touareg and Kemperin.
And you were able to screen how many women, do you know?
24. 24 femmes ont été dépistées.
We screened 24 women the first time.
Thank you. You proved that it worked.
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
And so you did it again.
Oui.
Oui. Nous avons fait un deuxième clinique mobile et nous avons dit six.
And we had our second mobile clinic in this place called DCIS.
And women came there too? The women came to you?
For our second mobile clinic, we had 22 women.
And so we're off and running. This is what we think, right?
Exactly.
Oui, exactly.
Thank you. And what happened next?
Okay. Quel était important, les nouvelles machines, là? Exactement, nous pensions, nous avons fait un pilote clinique encore.
So we were very excited. very happy, thinking that we're gonna be doing a lot more mobile clinics. Unfortunately, without warning, we had an earthquake. So on August 14th, the earthquake flipped everything that we were thinking about.
Ça vient faire qu'on y a nous obliger à penser avec fait à faire plan réponse pour tremblement de terre plutôt au lieu de nous penser pour cancer.
So that now we had to start thinking and planning immediately responding to those folks who needed our medical help, as opposed to going to continue to do the screening for the cervical cancer folks who want, for the women who wanted to be screened for cervical cancer.
Did the mobile clinic come in handy?
Si nous pas bien lui parce que tout notre institution t'a géré urgence nous t'a bien en pile difficulté pour nous capable de venir dans difficulté.
So the vehicle came very at a very timely time, as you guys can hear. All of the staff says we, that means yes, right? But if we did not have the vehicle at that time, it would not have enabled us to respond to the disaster and also assist other organizations who needed our support as well in responding to folks in need of help.
Ça qui t'a fait fierté nous dans le moment avec machine.
We were very, how would I say this?
Proud.
We were very proud to have had the vehicle at that time to do our work.
C'est parce que nous-mêmes, nous sommes capables, comme première institution haïtienne, qui sommes capables de poser action, réponse avec Frère Excel.
Because we were the very first, as we were going out there, Haitian-led, and founded organization to be able to help our own brothers and sisters. Because if we didn't have it, we would not be able to respond as us. And the reason why they say this is because all of the other institutions were able to respond during the earthquake, they were not Haitian founded. So they were a mix of people who were leading the charge, but all of them, it was all of them. There was nobody else who was joining them. They were all Haitian staff, all of them, who were responding to their own cause. So now we immediately started to help out in other areas. So we brought out medical team to help out with folks who had broken bones, broken legs, and other injuries during the disaster.
Parce que en réalité, nous ne langage pas nous en Haïti depuis ou bien véhicule, pas de kilomètres.
Because in our language, this is, you know, the proverb says, if you have a vehicle, there is no road that's too long.
Et une chose qui est importante et qui fait nous plus plaisir pour réponse que nous avons par you.
One thing that was very important and that gave us a lot of pride in our response.
C'est que dans le premier coup de nous aller yo, nous t'es.
The first places that we went to.
Nous t'es premier instance qui t'es venu pour te sauver mon yo.
We were the very first person to reach those people.
Parce que pas que quelqu'un d'autre institution qui t'es venu bam le soin. Avec blessé côté gain ça te gain plus cassé donc ça que nous content en ville
because there were no other institution to have gotten to those people before us and they were in dire need that made us very proud
et tout à part de blessé nous blessé moun yo te explike nou tout koman te vive fermente sa.
So, apart from having the physical injury, they were also explaining to us how traumatized they were to have had that experience.
E gen ki ta priye paske yo peti fami yo, yo peti zami yo, e sa te vran peti yo.
Lots of folks were sharing how they lost their friends, how they lost their family, that really impacted us.
E sa montre ke importans ke te genyen, len ta fè, len te poti repos pa yo, akote pe sa.
That also showed us how important we were to be the first responders to reach those folks and provide them with services.
You were heroes, and we were and are incredibly proud of you. You helped us help as well, and we're grateful for that.
Thank you very much.
We saw the pictures of the long lines of the people who came that you served, and those pictures went out to all the folks we knew here in the United States.
Exactly.
What a deal. And you did this, though. You did this for, golly, 9 months. At some point, maybe 9 months later, you started the outreach and education again for cervical cancer.
Tout pendant que nous souterrains, alors une directrice nous a fait étude de situation. Là, nous commençons à partir de janvier après 14 jours, les gains de l'institution de la réponse. Donc, depuis janvier, nous commençons à préparer pour nous faire éducation dans ces écoles et pour nous capables, ouais, si nous capables d'atterrir ensemble avec les projets, ça va nous faire des passages.
So, we actually started in January. Our director started to try to make some planning for how we'll pivot after responding to the earthquake to begin seeing folks. So we started early planning in January.
Et ça fait depuis en mars 2022, moi rappelim que nous t'ayons une séance d'éducation ensemble avec l'équipe France dans 8 mars précisément sur cancer.
And I can recall we started to mobilize folks on March 8th by starting to let the first place that we were going to know that we were coming. And so we planned our first education around that time.
And so for a couple of months we did education, and then Dr. Helen Lau came to actually go out with the group to start screenings again. Is that right?
Exactly. Parce que depuis 8 mars, moi-même personnellement, l'institution de délégué va faire éducation ensemble avec une groupe femme, qui est à FKF, dans Cavallon. Nous avons environ 200 000. Mais nous pas enregistré 200 000 parce que nous n'avons pas pas écrit. Nous avons sensibilisé 200 francs, donc environ, presque environ 100 000 qui étaient enregistrés.
Yes, so basically around March, we started to do education and outreach, where we had already registered some 200 people to participate in being screened. So we had already had registered about 200 people to begin to plan for us to go back and start to do the screening for about 100 of them.
And when the mobile clinic goes out, not only do you screen for cervical cancer, but you serve other people with other ailments?
Nous capables de dire oui, dès que nous allons faire une clinique mobile, là, ça nous coûte un package by nous. Non seulement nous faisons des dépistages cancer colmatrice, nous faisons consultation.
Dépistage cancer prostate, acupuncture,
so when we do our cervical cancer screening, we also take the opportunity to see other folks as well who may have other ailments. So not only we do like the blood, the basic vital, like blood pressure screening, but we'll have a team that'll come in and do some acupuncture, ear acupuncture. We'll also do things like prostate exam as well. Those are the main elements that our team provide, including mental health. So it's basically become a comprehensive clinic.
And so it took a while.
Capricare has a great dream to screen 25,000 women for cervical cancer. Every screening has the potential to save a woman's life. Your fingerprints, too, can be a part of this success story in one of two ways. First, you can take your support to the next level and become an active part of our mission by becoming a monthly donor. Join Changemakers, our monthly giving club, today. Visit capricare.org/changemakers to set up your donation. It's quick and impactful. The second way is you can contribute specifically to the Prospect Goshen Rotary Club's foundation to help fund the next cervical cancer global grant. This next grant, through the magic of Rotary's matching programs, will provide funding to screen more Haitian women in more locations. Log on to the Rotary Club of Prospect Goshen's website. It's www.pgrotary.net to read more about how Rotary is working with Capricare and other partners to rein in cervical cancer in Haiti. From there, you can contribute directly to the Prospect Goshen Rotary Club Foundation to help fund the next cervical cancer global grant. Be a part of saving lives. It will change your life.
When we applied for the global grant, and it was approved in 2021, February of 2021, we thought we would be done about June of 2022, that the funds would have run out. But instead, I mean, that we basically had a 9-month delay. We had a 9-month delay, although the global grant did support the vehicle and the gas and the expenses associated with the earthquake, because that's what we needed to do.
Tak vin rive nan lot klinik nan, yo se ke nou vin gen plus opotunite pou nou fe plus depistaj apos non seman nou gen vehikul e pwiske nou gen vehikul sa vin fen ke nou kawen nou kratite. Na prezant, nou te komanse a 5 an, nou rive jiska fe 100 depistaj pou jou, den nou deplase.
Because we have our own vehicle, it presented us an opportunity to be able to do more screenings. Because now, prior to having the own vehicle, we would see an average of 50 people. But having our own vehicle now, we can go earlier and stay longer, and we're able to see an average of 100 persons doing those mobile clinics.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And how often do you go out? How often do you go out with the mobile clinic to screen people?
So it depends. Once we had our own vehicle, we would do anywhere from 2 to 4 clinics per month. it all depends on the where we would go during that time.
And the women always come.
Oui. Oui. Parce que nous avons un plan qui est bien organisé, parce que nous ne travaillons pas pour nous. Nous travaillons deux concerts avec côté nous pour faire éducation déjà.
The women's always come because we don't work by ourselves. We work in coordination with the folks in the area where we're going to organize for us to arrive there and begin work.
And they're glad. The women when they find out they'll have an opportunity to be screened, they're glad you're coming.
Oui, yo toujours content. Normalement, yo toujours content et vin toujours vin en pile moun. Mais kounye a, ça dépend de moun qui fait sensibilisation. Le vin parle moun yo clé, ou qui sa yabin dépiste, qui sa yabin fait. Yo tout fait, yabin. Alors, yo toujours vin en pile moun, tout dépend de côté nous aller. Surtout pour Miragouane, ensemble avec l'autre côté nous fait kounye a, yo toujours vin en pile moun qui vin.
Ok.
So the women's of they always show up in full because they the person that we organize with always explains to them the purpose, the objectives, what's going to be done. So a lot of them come, especially in areas like Miragouane and Akin. We often get a lot of people. Those are areas in southern Haiti, not too close to, but about an hour and a half away on the average, or two, from Capakia's office in Fonfret.
And so there are more women who need you to come and make screenings available to them. You're not done yet, are you?
No. Non, pour finir. Parce que c'est qu'on y a réalisé que nous gagnons gros travail que nous avons fait plus. Ma présence de Akin que nous avons auparavant, que nous faisons ce que nous faisons notre dépistage Akin encore.
No, we are not done. Now we are realizing our work is even more needed. We have a lot more people that we have to reach. I will give you an example of Akin, where we recently just had our most recent mobile clinic.
Deux cliniques qui se fait Akin encore. C'est vraiment étonnant que c'est deux équipes différentes pour toujours adjoindre 80% familles. C'est pour la première fois qu'on fait des stages dans cette école.
So I always talk about Akin, where we just did our most recent, actually we did two mobile clinics in Akin recently. And 80% of the women who shows up had never been tested before.
Yeah. Nous pouvons fini, nous réaliser nous pouvons fini, parce qu'il y a plus de zones, nous pouvons aller, il faut que nous allons.
We're not done yet because there are so many locations that we need to go and we have to go. So for us, we just started.
Well, we know that because of you, over 175 women, you've saved 175 women's lives. You screened them and lesions were removed while they were still precancerous. And those are lives you saved. And we're grateful. Do you wish you had another mobile clinic?
Oh, oui.
For our listening audience, I hope you heard the "we." For those of you who are watching, your reaction was priceless. great. Well, you know, and the other kudos to you, you have trained nurses at Maison de Naissance to train women at their facility as well. I know a couple of you have done that. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Well, oui. Experience, comme cavalier d'expérience là, nous dépister, nous éduquer, nous apprendre.
Yes, we can speak about that, that we have trained them, we have shown them how to conduct the screening as well. Them as well will now be saving lives also. By being able to screen other women for cervical cancer.
And you're right. For every nurse that you train, it's more and more lives. Chantel, I agree with you. It's just the beginning.
Yo bagay ki ke m'tap reme.
I would like to share with you.
C'est yon sort de cabane li tan pou yon malet ploye nan deux. Tan pou lè nan lan ki provision son jen difficulté ou pa jen tab aseptab pou mete moun yon kouche pou yon ka senti yo a lèz, yon senti yo konfortab.
One of our challenges is when we get to these places, we often have difficulty finding the appropriate table to screen the women. So there are these makeshift portable beds that are folding, that you can fold, that we can, if we can get our hands on those to be able to have a couple of them with us, it would make it easier for us to just set up shop to screen these women.
John, I think you need to make a note of that. So that shows up on the list of equipment that we need for global grant number 3. What do you think? I want you all to know you are, to the Prospect Goshen Rotary Club, you all are near and dear to our heart. And next time we are going to have the privilege, our next episode, we're going to hear from, I think, 3 women who have been screened as a result of your efforts and the difference that it has made in their lives. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you too. Ma conclusion dit merci à nous-mêmes tout parce que sans nous-mêmes, nous ne pouvons pas arriver à toucher autant de femmes et nous ne pouvons pas arriver à sauver autant de monde.
I also want to add that I'm very grateful for all of your support as well, because without your support, we would not be able to have done the work that we have done to reach the amount of women that we have reached.
Nous sommes capables de faire grâce à nous-mêmes, donc avec le support nous qui fait que nous sommes capables de venir jusqu'au temps que nous ayons la chance.
That we can say is because of your grace that we are able to attain the amount of work that we have been able to do.
Nous apprécions que vous êtes fiers de nous, mais nous
appreciate that you are part of us.
Mais nous allons dire que nous retournons en fierté parce que nous sommes vraiment fiers parce que nous aidons en plus.
That we also want to return the favor back to you and say that we are also very proud of your work as well.
Well, thank you. And I would like to suggest to the folks who are listening, you can have your fingerprints on this too. Follow us, donate, be a part of CapraCare and the next global grant. Look at the difference that you can make.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Let your fingerprints be a part of this success story. Log on to CapraCare's website at www.capracare.org/changemakers or go to the Prospect Goshen's Rotary Club website at www.pgrotary.net to donate today. Together, we will save lives. You can also help CapraCare's mission by subscribing to this podcast and leaving a rating and review. Thank you for growing our listening community.